C-3PO returned with Tarlaxian tea. Obi-Wan shook his head. No, thank you. She took a cup for the distraction as much as anything, then nodded a dismissal at the fussy droid Anakin had built. That's all. I'll call you if I need you again. As the door closed behind 3PO, she turned back to Obi-Wan. Why are you here? He hesitated, then sighed, abandoned his nonsensical reserve. Because we need to talk, Padme. She felt her heart thud. I see. Well, if we're going to talk, let's do so in comfort. She gestured to the sofa and chairs. Please, be seated. Another hesitation, then he nodded. Thank you, he said, subdued, and folded himself onto a chair. She chose the sofa opposite and considered him over the rim of her teacup. His spine was straight, his shoulders braced as though he expected trouble, some kind of attack. And surprisingly, he seemed at a sudden loss for words. All right then, she thought. I'll make the first move. She put the cup down on the small table beside her. Even though you're concerned for Anakin, and I know you are, so don't bother with the stoic Jedi act. I imagine you're not very pleased with him right now. But you should know, Obi-Wan, he did not disobey his orders lightly. Startled, he stared at her. Then he pulled a wry face. Which time do you mean? When he left Naboo for Tatooine or Tatooine for Geonosis? Both times. Obi-Wan, no matter what you might think, he takes being a Jedi very seriously. It's all he talks about, being a Jedi and not disappointing you. He... But Obi-Wan wasn't listening. He stared into the distance, his eyes shadowed, his expression grim. And then he looked at her. What happened to Anakin's mother, Padme? The question jolted her unpleasantly. She hadn't realized he knew anything was wrong. What happened? She died. And that jolted him. Good. What do you mean she died? He said, sounding shaken. How? And where was Anakin? What? She held up a hand, halting the spate of questions. It wasn't her place to discuss Shmi Skywalker's death with this man. Not her death, and not what had happened to the Sand People afterward. I'm sorry. If you want to know more, you'll have to ask Anakin. And Obi-Wan didn't like that, but he was smart enough not to push. I can forgive him going to Tatooine if the decision involved his mother, he said. But in going to Geonosis, he was willfully disobedient. He was... No, Obi-Wan, that was my decision, not his. Yours? That's right. Anakin wanted to save you from the Separatists, and he wanted to obey Master Windu. Obviously, he couldn't do both, so I made the choice for him, the one he wanted to make, but was afraid to, because of the consequences. Because whatever choice he made, he would have been wrong. Obi-Wan frowned at her. Following a direct order from the Jedi Council is never wrong, Senator. Disobeying an order, that is the error.